Taoiseach, as you know, there is much concern in rural Ireland at the cutbacks to our Gardaí. And you know that there have been communities from rural areas who have been protesting outside the Dáil. You know that the Garda Representative Association has spoken out about these cuts and their concerns in recent times. And I want to bring to your attention, in terms of my own constituency, a development that I'm sure will cause you concern in recent days. A few weeks ago, we had a situation where thefts and crimes being reported to local Gardaí were taking over 24 hours for a guard to come out and take a statement. But in recent days, a very serious situation has developed where a woman returned to her home that had been burgled. She obviously was quite distressed. She rang the local Garda station and the guard on duty said he didn't have a vehicle available to him. She offered the guards to give him a lift to her house, and fair play to the guard, he was flexible enough to do that, and he went to the house and he investigated the crime. But we've now got to the situation where the warnings from the Garda Representative Association are coming through on the ground. There isn't enough personnel, there isn't enough vehicles to provide the backup to our communities. So, Taoiseach, will you now ask the Minister for Justice and Equality to urgently review the impact of these cuts, to meet with the Commissioner as soon as possible, to look at situations like that and put in place a plan that will reassure rural communities, particularly, and communities along the border, that they're safe enough and they have the cover they need?
Thank you, Deputy. Now, a court, please, order.
Taoiseach. Deputy McLaughlin, I'm taken by your newfound concern for the Gardaí, for law and order, and for the welfare of our citizens. I commend you for your comments. You're aware that the roster situation has changed within the Garda force for the benefit of everybody, and the evidence from the changed rosters being implemented is that there is greater connection between the officers and the members of the force and the communities. People see them around more often. I think that's to be welcomed, and obviously it's being monitored by the superintendents and by the Garda commissioner, who has responsibility for the day-to-day running of the Gardaí. In fact, I recall talking to a long retired sergeant of the Gardaí from your own county, who 60 years ago had to commandeer a vehicle in the interests of public safety to go on a poaching raid up in the north end of Donegal. But I think those days are long gone. Your point is serious, though, in respect of the extent of vehicles available to the Garda force. This is a matter that the Minister for Justice is obviously in contact with the Garda Commissioner about. I'm aware myself around the country of the extent of mileage covered by Garda vehicles, and some of them are literally nearing the end of their mechanical tether, as it were, and clearly the Commissioner is looking at that. I'd invite Deputy McLaughlin to send the details of the case he mentions to me, and I'll have it taken up with the Minister for Justice directly and with the local Chief Superintendent to see that every citizen in your constituency and all over the country gets the best level of attention and service from the Garda force.
Thank you, Taoiseach. Supplementary question, Deputy, 1 minute.
Okay, I thank the Taoiseach for that offer and I will send on the details to him. I would just say, if you look at the outgoing Garda Representative Association President, and he said these prophetic words back at his conference back in April. He said, it's going to become perhaps a safe breeding ground for criminal activity. It's going to contribute significantly to the fear of crime, particularly amongst our senior citizens around the country. And then the association president, John Parker, in response to this latest, and it's a really embarrassing situation for a local guard who I have absolutely no criticism of. The guards on the ground, for all the complaints I and all of you deputies are receiving, nobody blames the rank and file Gardaí on the ground. But there is a problem here. And if you look at the comments from John Parker, Association President, he says nearly one in every five Garda vehicles has been withdrawn and not replaced due to budget cuts for the fleet over the past 2 years. It is set to get worse as more and more vehicles reach the end of their life and can no longer be maintained safely. So there
Thank you, Deputy.
A problem, Taoiseach, and there's no point glossing over it. So we'd ask you to talk to your Minister for Justice, who's in denial and passes the buck on to commissioners and superintendents, and let's have a conversation about the reality that's emerging in rural communities from people in terms of Garda response. Our Gardaí on the ground deserve better. They deserve the resources required to do their job to the ability that they clearly have.
I know that you welcomed the closure of 36 PSNI stations in Northern Ireland which your own party were strongly associated with. I reject your assertion, Deputy McLaughlin, that the Minister for Justice is in denial about his department. Few Ministers for Justice have shown the prodigious output of work and involvement that Minister Shatter shows. And in working with the Garda Commissioner, I'm sure that these are matters that are discussed between the Commissioner and the Minister for Justice as we make preparations for the work that lies ahead. I'm not glossing over anything here. What our citizens are entitled to are the very best level of service that can be given to them. And I'm quite sure that you're well aware that, you know, God forbid, when an accident happens or a tragedy takes place or whatever else, people are always full of praise and admiration for the extent of commitment that the Garda officers show around the country in whatever the locality or whatever the call of duty is. And that's a commitment that has always been demonstrated by the Garda Síochána over many long years. What we need now is to have the best and most effective service we can, give them the facilities to do their job, and add to that the commitment that they show as people and as citizens doing a very responsible job. You're aware that the Gardaí are the only line of defence between citizen and criminals, and in that sense, Minister for Justice talks regularly to the Garda Commissioner. Commissioner has responsibility for the day-to-day running of the force. The Garda Representative Association have a job to do, and they're never quiet about articulating what they consider are the ultimate needs of the Garda force. These are things that are always considered by the Minister for Justice.